I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, the cleanup is underway at the old Pillsbury plant and an effort to point tourists in the right direction. I'm joined by Tim Landis. He's business editor for the SJR. Tim, what's this about as far as more signage, more directional signage to let people know where certain tourist spots are?
Well, you wouldn't think about this being an issue if you live in Springfield. We're accustomed to seeing the Lincoln sites, other historic sites, every day. We drive past them, we walk past them. But something that has been discussed off and on, including now with Downtown Springfield Incorporated, is more consistent signage for tourists and shoppers, for that matter, to try to get them to move around among the various Lincoln historic sites and the downtown shops. One of the best ways we could probably explain this is there is a small artisan shop called the Wild Rose in the block south of the Lincoln Presidential Museum, literally, really, across the intersection. And they were explaining to us they have trouble getting people to turn left, come to their shop, go on into the downtown. And we're talking about last year, more than 271,000 people. So they're looking at ways to put up more consistent signage and hopefully encourage those visitors to circulate more.
So they are finding that people quite often will just come to the museum and they park over in that direction, and then they just don't make the trip downtown or toward other Lincoln sites.
No, that's one of the ways they explained to us. They'll go to the Presidential Museum. That's usually the first stop for visitors and obviously one of our big draws, then get back in their car and either leave town or drive over to the Lincoln home and then leave town. Lisa Clemens Stott with Downtown Springfield Incorporated described it this way. She said there's a lot of signage downtown, but that it's cluttered, and they're looking at four or five different prototypes of possibly kiosks or sets of signs that would go on existing utility poles. And they're hoping maybe to do that for the coming tourism season.
Well, we've been watching for a while, waiting for the cleanup of the old Pillsbury plant in Springfield. Now that is finally underway. What are they doing there? How long is this going to take?
Well, the Environmental Protection Agency allowed us to come out to the site last week. They have started the asbestos cleanup on the outside. But just to give you an idea of the size of this, Sean, there are more than two dozen buildings there on 18 acres. We're talking about a former grain mill, warehouses, storage areas. There's a large office building there. And, of course, we all see the grain silos on the skyline there on the north side of Springfield. It's going to take about 6 months to go through all of that and about $1.8 million. But they're starting strictly on the grounds, and they estimate just on the grounds alone about 5,000 cubic yards of debris. So this is a big job.
I guess the logical question here, Tim, is once they finish with that, once the environmental cleanup is done, do we have any idea what might become of that property?
Well, it goes back to the owners. The EPA site coordinator explained that to us. And all of that is in federal and state court now. Chances are, in the short run, it'll just be a vacant area. The buildings will remain. There's not going to be any demolition. One of the things they pointed out to us, though, that within a mile of that plant, there's about 11,000 residents, and they've had issues with trespassing and illegal salvage operations. So what they really are focusing on now is getting that, at least getting that asbestos out of there.
Finally this week, tell us about a state agency moving into a former storefront, the old Barney's Furniture, which was on South Grand Avenue East.
The Department of Human Services has begun conversion of that former furniture store. They're creating what they're calling a new downstate warehouse for a variety of files that they keep at DHS. Now, we're only talking about five employees there, so it's not a lot of workers moving around as we have seen in some other cases in Springfield. But it is important, at least from the standpoint of the residents there and certainly city officials. They don't want those vacancies to linger. And in this case, it's only been a few months since Barney's Furniture left that site and then went to a new location out on Wabash Avenue.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.